Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Sanha call-in program. I am Hussein Muhammad, and with me on the line today is Maulana Fazreen from Sanha. Maulana Fazreen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Hussein, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the Radio Islam listeners.
How are you this evening, Maulana?
I'm doing good, alhamdulillah, Maulana.
So to all the listeners, if you have any questions regarding the halal authenticity of certain products or restaurants, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. And inshallah, Maulana Fazreen will try his best to answer your questions. Maulana, I see a few messages coming in already. Lancewood cream cheese, let's start off with that.
Okay, with regards to Lancewood cheese products that are made in South Africa are certified halal by Sanha. So kindly check on the packaging for the country of origin.
And then also another one, Danish style feta cheese.
This product is halal suitable.
Okay, let's see what else we have. Any messages? No messages as yet. If you have any questions, please do WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. I see another one on cheese here. President Feta Cheese.
This product is halal.
Some messages coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Is Tinkies halal?
Tinkies is not certified halal by Sanha. So, regrettably, we are not in a position to give any assurance on this product.
Okay. Is the Fries Biscuits?
The Fries Biscuit.
Gee, I haven't heard of them before, but...
I can't call offhand. If they can contact us tomorrow, we can advise further.
Okay, another message coming in. Is Jelly Palace Chambotang halal?
Regrettably, we don't have information on this product. If they can forward details to our officers tomorrow, we may investigate and assist them further.
I see the listener sent a picture here. I think it's a Turkish product, so yeah. I don't know.
So if they can forward the photo of the ingredients and the product to our email helpline at sanha.org.za, we may investigate it and assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, let's see what else. We have some messages coming in here. Emborg Kembert cheese. I don't know how to pronounce Kembert cheese, Maaf.
If I'm not mistaken, this product is certified halal by Sanha. They must look for the logo on the product. Or if they can advise the manufacturer details, then we can advise them further.
Okay, another message coming in. Is Chicharitos in Omonde halal?
Okay, this one I'll have to check and get back to you.
Let's see.
It's in Omonde, right?
In Omonde, correct. Gee. Another message coming in, assalamu alaikum, is the known Nutriday yogurt, assorted flavors, is this halal?
With regards to the known yogurts, the smooth flavored ones are fine, but low-fat plain yogurt and low-fat fruit-flavored yogurt and Danone snacks. These three products contain bovine gelatin derived from unverified sources, so it's not approved by Sanha.
Okay, another
message. And Brother Hussein, regarding Chicharitos in Omonde, this outlet is certified halal by Sanha.
Okay, perfect. Jazakallah for that, Maulana. I see our engineer, Maulana Naeem, is smiling. I think he's happy. He's a big fan of Chicharitos. And, Maulana, another message coming through. Amajoya clear fruit flavored candy.
This product is halal suitable.
Cadbury 5 Star?
Cadbury 5 Star is halal suitable.
Okay, let's see what else. Some messages coming through. Another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum, Maulana. Are we allowed to consume Strepsils lozenges?
Strepsils lozenges are halal suitable, so this product may be consumed.
And Gaviscon liquid antacid?
This product is also halal suitable.
Let's see what else. I don't see any messages. I think... We don't have as many listeners as we did last week. Last week we had quite a few messages coming through, I think, today.
Yeah, I think last week we had a lot of calls also.
See, quite a few calls as well. For those listening, if they do want to call us, 011-854-1548. And just a reminder, the WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. I think our small announcement we made here is actually making a difference. Quite a few messages coming in now. Assalamu alaikum. Is Neurobion tablets by Merck halal?
Okay, this product is halal suitable.
Halal suitable. Okay, perfect. Assalamu alaikum. Are the above Amajoya candies halal? And the rest of the Amajoya candies, I think this is the same listener who asked.
Okay. The Amajoya, the whole range, all the variants are halal suitable.
All variants.
With regards to that Neurobion question that came up, with regards to the gelatin found in the product, this gelatin is sourced from marine, it's fish gelatin.
Okay, perfect. Assalamu alaikum. Are Cadbury's chocolates halal?
Okay, with regards to Cadbury chocolates, Cadbury made in South Africa products are halal suitable. So you just have to check on the product's packaging for the country of the origin. And with regards to the imported variants, Cadbury 5 Star, Crunchy, Oreo made in Egypt, and Breakaway and Flake is halal suitable.
Perfect. Another message coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Besides almond prees, which almond milk is halal?
Okay, with regards to this, if the inquirer can specify some brands, we can advise them further, or if they can forward some details to our officers, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, another message coming. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are all Aquafresh toothpastes halal or only certain ones?
With regards to Aquafresh toothpaste, all the variants are halal suitable.
Perfect. Message coming through with regard to the Cadbury chocolates. If Cadbury is halal, why is there no halal sign on it?
Okay, with regards to the halal sign, Cadbury products are not officially certified halal by Sanha. So the consumer won't find any halal logo on the product. So that's what we say halal suitable. Halal suitable is a term that we use when we evaluate a product. If a product is not certified by Sanha, we contact the manufacturers on behalf of the consumers. We do an evaluation. Then as per the information we have received, we say this product is halal suitable.
Okay, perfect. That's quite interesting. Jazakallah for that.
Amen.
Parmalat Yogurt Fun.
With regards to Parmalat yogurts, it contains bovine gelatin derived from unverified sources, so it's not approved by Sanha.
Are these all Parmalat yogurts, man?
Yes.
Okay, Rama Spread.
So this product is halal suitable.
And Blossom?
This is also halal.
Okay. Let's see, what other messages do we have coming in here? Assalamu alaikum. Are we allowed to consume NO antacid?
Okay, with regards to this, if the consumer can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, and Grandpa tablets.
Okay, this product may be used.
Let's see, what else? Someone messaging here. Assalamu alaikum. No, this is not related to the Sanha program. Some listener is asking about the coronavirus. our engineer is asking, is ProNutro halal?
With regards to ProNutro, besides the strawberry variant, the remaining variants are halal suitable.
So the strawberry one is not halal suitable, it's not certified?
The remaining products are halal. The remaining like chocolate, banana, original variants are halal suitable.
Okay, perfect. I'm happy with that, Mulana. I'm a fan of the chocolate one, so. are any Colgate toothpastes halal?
Okay, with regards to Colgate, Colgate toothpaste is under query, so once the evaluation is done, we can advise the consumers.
Okay.
So for the time being, we can't give any assurance on its halal status as the products are being imported.
Okay, perfect. Ola Rich and Creamy Ice Cream.
Okay, with regards to Ola products, Ola made in South Africa are certified halal by Sanha. So the consumer has to look on the product's packaging for the country of the origin and for the Sanha logo. Unfortunately, we do not have information on the imported variants.
Okay. We're not getting any calls today. Surprising.
Okay.
Our call number is 011-854-1548. Please do call us if you do have any queries regarding the halal authenticity of any products or restaurants. Another message coming through. Are we allowed to use Kavel chest rub?
What's the brand again?
Kavel, K-A-R-V-O-L.
Okay, unfortunately I can't recall this product, so if they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
I think, sorry, Mulana, it's pronounced Kavel.
Okay, I'm not sure about this product, so if they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, perfect. Another message coming through. Are we allowed to use Herbex fat burner?
Okay, with regards to Herbex products, some products contain alcohol, so if they can contact our officers, we may advise them further as to how it can be consumed. It should be diluted in a specific amount of water to bring the percentage of ethanol down. So I won't be able to answer in this platform because I have to work out.
Okay.
So if they can forward a photo of the ingredients or the product's name to our email address, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Yeah, just, you can just give them your email address, Mulana?
It's helpline@sanha.org.za.
Helpline@sanha.org.za.
Because most of these Herbex product contains alcohol or ethanol. This is not regarded as najis. This is not from Khamar sources. It's not regarded as najis. So if it is in a product, if it's found in a product for less than 0.5%, we allow. But if it is more than 0.5%, then it's not allowed.
Okay, perfect. Jazakallah.
So some of the products contain maybe 5% or 8%, so we have to work out to dilute it with water or something to bring it down.
I think we have a caller on the line. First caller for the night. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Mulan, I wanted to find out, is Sensodyne toothpaste halal and oral B?
Walaikum salam. Okay, Sensodyne toothpaste are halal suitable. With regards to oral B toothpaste, it's under query. So once the evaluation is completed, we can advise the consumers further.
Okay, all right.
Jazakallah. Amen. Quite a few messages coming in here. Let's go through them. Assalamu alaikum. Is Lobel's biscuits halal suitable?
Unfortunately, we don't have information. So if they can forward details to our officers, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Are the Solel health products halal?
Okay, with regards to Solel products, it's created responded on a case by case, so if they can specify the product's name, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, another message coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Karanichas certified by Sanha?
Okay, with regard to Karanichas outlets, it's not certified by Sanha. The Karanichas manufacturing facility is certified halal by Sanha.
Okay, perfect. Assalamu alaikum. Is tea green capsules made by New Skin halal?
Regrettably, we're not in a position to give any assurance on this product.
Okay, another message coming. Assalamu alaikum. Is McDonald's, Burger King, and Kalito's in Toyando halal?
Okay, with regards to Burger King and McDonald's, these outlets are not certified by Sanha, so we're not in a position to give any assurance. And with regards to the other outlets, Kalito's or Kalito's?
G with a G.
Kalito's in which area?
In Toyando.
I think Toyando.
Toyando is Luis 3, if I'm not Luis 3. Venda, sorry.
This outlet is also not certified halal by Sanha, so regrettably we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Let's see some messages here. Assalamu alaikum. Is soft fruit gums? I see that the listener sent a picture of the soft fruit gums here, but there's no label, like there's no brand name
or
anything.
Or manufacturing. If they can specify the brand name or manufacturer name, then we can advise for them, inshallah.
Gee, I think that will be, it's a bit difficult to tell, just like this. So if the listener is listening to us right now, the one sending the one with the sweet gums, the soft fruit gums, you can just send us the name of the brand. That will help us a lot. Another message. Are BTABS capsules halal?
Okay, with regards to this, if the product is if it states on the product veggie capsule, then it's, we can give assurance. But if it is a soft gel, gelatin capsule, then it's not approved by SANHA because it contains gelatin from unverified sources.
Another message, is Mentos sweets and mint Mentos halal?
Okay, with regards to Mentos sweets, there are a few flavors that contains carmine. Carmine is a colorant that derived from insect. So I'll mention the ones that contains carmine, and those ones are not approved by SANHA. It's strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, cinnamon, grape, sour mix, mixed berry, and rainbow roll. But the remaining flavors are fine, like mint, orange, apple, normal cherry, and normal strawberry.
Okay. Are crisps made by the Truda company halal?
Regrettably, we do not have information on this product.
Okay. Let me go through some messages. The listener who asked earlier if the Colgate toothpastes are allowed to use, she says unfortunately she didn't hear the answer.
With regards to Colgate toothpaste, we are querying this product as the products are being imported. It's no longer made in South Africa, it's made in China, Poland and India. So we are querying this product currently. So at the moment we can't give any assurance, but once the evaluation is completed, we can inform the consumers.
We have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. I just wanted to find out if Woolworths was the role in fruitcakes and loaves are halal.
Okay, with regards to Woolworths bakery products, the pre-packed plain roll and pre-packed plain bread is halal suitable. And any product, if it has the SANHA logo, we can give assurance. But regrettably, we cannot give any assurance on the products that's not bearing the SANHA logo.
Okay. So you can pre-packed
halal. Pre-packed plain roll and plain bread is fine.
Oh, plain bread. Okay.
And also, if any products bears our logo, that means it's coming from a SANHA certified establishment.
Okay.
Amen.
Another message. I see a few last few messages here. Danone Denpro protein yogurt.
This product is halal suitable.
It's halal suitable. Perfect. Lanswood Dup and Top assorted.
Yeah. Okay. With regards to Lanswood products, the products made in South Africa are certified halal by SANHA. So kindly look for the country of origin and for our SANHA logo on the product's packaging.
Another message coming here. Fair Cape desserts. I think they're pre-packed desserts. You get the chocolate mousse and...
Yeah. I can't recall this. If they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Lintagon C tablets.
Okay. As for this also, I can't call offhand now. So if they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
See a message coming through here. Oh, with a picture saying, it's actually something posted on the SANHA website. It's a screenshot where the person is asking, I wanted to find out if we are allowed to eat jawbreakers. And the reply was, in terms of information at our disposal, this product is halal suitable. And the listener is asking, jawbreakers made by which company? If I'm not mistaken, I think jawbreakers itself is the company.
Jawbreakers is made by Z Company. ZED. Distributed by Creative Sweets. So jawbreakers are halal suitable.
They are halal suitable. Okay, we're coming to the end of the program. Let's see, we'll take one or two more messages if we do get any.
The jawbreakers is manufactured by Z Candy. Z Candy and distributed by Creative Switch.
Okay, perfect, Nana. All the surf fruit juices, what's the ruling regarding them?
It's halal suitable.
I think we have one caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. I can hear someone in the background, but I don't think the listener is there with us anymore. Okay, I think we'll go on for the program for another minute or so, and then we'll have to break for a nasheed break, and then the news bulletin followed after that. So for the last few, if you have any questions for the last minute regarding the halal authenticity of certain products or restaurants, please call us on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Or if you don't catch us in time, inshallah, we will be on at the same time next week or the week after. We'll see, inshallah. Let's see if we have any messages. I don't see anything coming through. Okay, here's one. Assalamu alaikum. Douglas Dale Dairy Products.
Okay, with regards to Douglas Dale, I can't call offhand. If they can contact our offices tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, I think that's it.
Douglas Dale, na?
Gee, Douglas Dale. Okay, I think that's it for this evening, Mulana. Jazakallah.
I mean, and also if anyone got any queries, they may contact our officers on 0861-786-111 or they can send us an email on helpline@sanha.org.za. Also, they, if there's any queries, you can post it on our social media platforms such as Instagram, Twitter or Facebook.
Perfect. Jazakallah so much for that, Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the Sanha program with myself, Hussein Muhammad, and Mulana Fazreen. From all of us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.